Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And this is our special weekend episode of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And I'll explain exactly what it's all about in just a moment. It's very different to all our other podcasts. But before I do, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, and that is Fairy House Sunday Market. And Fairy House Sunday Market has been a go-to for people from near and far for the last 30 plus years. And the reason is, it's such a good market. It has literally everything that you can want. There's a car boot sale section where you can either come along and sell your wares from the boot of your car, now you have to register first, or you can just browse around all of the cars and find out what people are selling. And it is one of the biggest outdoor markets in the country, and there's even an indoor section as well in the stadium at Fairy House Racecourse. Now, Fairy House Sunday Market has everything and anything: plants and shrubs, rugs, mats, bed linen, clothing, shoes, jewellery, workwear, toys and gifts. The list is endless. And it's a great place to take the kids for just an afternoon out, if you want the honest truth. They're open from early morning until mid-afternoon most Sundays throughout the year. There are one or two race days through the year that it isn't open, but generally, Fairy House Market is open every single Sunday. I spoke to some of the traders at Fairy House Sunday Market recently, including Liam, who's been running his stall at Fairy House Sunday Market since 1997.
That's over a quarter of a century. And this is where I've started my business, from scratch. I made basically electronics, okay, earpods, smartwatches, speakers, every, like, shoes, runners. When summertime comes, I've got a beautiful selection, sunglasses. The people come here every Sunday, and it's like a day out for them. They enjoy it, I enjoy it, and they enjoy it.
So that was Liam. Tell him we said hello if you pop along to his stall at Fairy House Sunday Market. In fact, if you do go along, let them know that Adrian and Jeremy and all the crew from Opinions Matter told you to pop along. So what is this weekend episode of Opinions Matter all about? We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And on this episode, you're going to hear some of the maddest stuff. So let me explain how we come to this episode. Every day during the week, we broadcast our show live on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AdrianK and Jeremy D. And we do it most weekday afternoons at around about 1:30. So we go live, and while we're waiting for the audience to build up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy sit in the studio here and talk utter and total random shite. Some of it is funny, some of it is just ridiculous, but that is what we bring you on this episode of Opinions Matter, the uncut version. And literally, we don't edit these sections at all. So you will hear Jeremy admitting cheating on his wife, what men and women call their private parts, and why women love rabbits as pets, and much more besides. It is random. We get stuff off our chest. Have a listen to this episode of Opinions Matter, the uncut version. And this is episode 16, and we start on Friday. Sarah Jane, I'm delighted. I'm delighted that you got your voucher. Sarah Jane was, if you see in the comments there, look, Sarah Jane entered our competition that we ran on Instagram for a voucher for Man of War. And thanks very much indeed to Man of War Bar and Restaurant for sponsoring that prize. And Sarah Jane has won that. And she just commented on Facebook there to say thanks very much. You're very welcome, Sarah Jane.
It's a lovely spot, I have to say, if you're ever out in North County Dublin.
It is. Man of War Bar and Restaurant. I love the place, I have to say. And it's given me a goo to go and maybe visit over the weekend.
Translate means I'm looking for a freebie meal.
Hello, I got one before.
Mr. O'War. Is that his name?
Mr. O'War. Yeah, that's his name.
Adrian's coming knocking on
his
your door.
His name is Man O'War. Yeah, O'War being his surname.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have another competition, by the way, next week.
Oh, yeah, we've more
here
prizes.
On Opinions Matter for another meal in another one of our favourite eateries. Jeremy, tell us all about the snail box and what it's like and the voucher that we're giving away next week.
It wasn't under the script.
No, but obviously you know the place inside out, so tell us about it. There's no script. There is no script.
Okay.
Next week on Opinions Matter.
Snail box, shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Snail
Jeremy's going to tell you all about the snail box.
Snail box restaurant is located just 20 minutes from Dublin. And
it's not 20 minutes from Dublin, no.
15.
No.
12. 7.
Oh, no, go on anyway, continue.
Depends how
20 minutes from the M50.
But that's Dublin, you fool.
Yeah, go on anyway, yeah.
And it has a spatial view. Spatial, is that?
Spatial.
It's going to be the worst ad ever for the snail box.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, a spatial view of three different... No, that's wrong. That's wrong.
A spatial view. Just, so what, if you're in a space rocket? No,
insert whatever word you want there of three different counties.
Correct,
Mead,
yeah.
Mead. I'm going to say Dublin as well. I'm going to say Dublin. Jesus, what would your third county be? I mean, geography. Mead, Dublin. Hang on, you've Dublin.
Did you do that, by the way? Seriously?
Yeah, you've Dublin.
You didn't.
You've Dublin to the right. Mead to the left of you. Loud. I'm going to... No.
We'll accept that.
Okay. So there's a spatial view, insert the right word there, a spatial view of three different counties. Now, here's what I can say. They have a fantastic menu. And I call the Snail Box a bread and butter restaurant.
That's posher than that.
No, I don't mean that.
You don't get a big fry up like.
No, I don't mean. You don't. What bread and butter means is.
Turn that off, will you?
I have the heat on. It's the food your mother used to cook. It's none of this fancy.
Oh, fancy schmancy. Yeah,
No.
It's a proper feed. It's great.
Yeah,
it's
I was
great.
In a restaurant there last week and I paid €160. By the way, I should have put that through on the company, but I didn't.
Come on.
I paid €160 for a meal and I left the place hungry. Can I tell you one thing? You will not leave the snail box.
You certainly won't.
The snail box. In fact, I think they got the name from the snail box because you crawl out of the place like a snail because you're so full. Is that true?
No, it's not actually. There is a story behind
it. Well, that would have made more sense.
You've seen that story, obviously, when you opened the menu, the whole story of where the name the snail box came from.
I just went to the dessert page.
Oh, yeah.
No interest in the history.
What do you think of the desserts?
Knickerbocker Glory.
No, they don't have that.
They did.
No, they don't.
Chocolate fudge cake.
No, they didn't have that either.
No, the Death by Chocolate. Death.
This There's no
gone,
death.
This ad has gone way too long. Anyway,
the point being, next week on Opinions Matter, listen closely on the podcast and on the live show for details, and on Facebook for details about how you can win yourself a voucher for dinner for two in the snail box.
As our friend Paulie, hey, Paulie.
How are you, Paulie?
My good buddy Paulie says it's old school food. And
It's great. It's top notch. Anyway, that's next week here on Opinions Matter, another meal to give away, and this time from the snail box. So watch this space.
Three counties,
and they are again.
That's not really pertinent to the meal. Like,
what?
What do you sit there when you're eating your meal, going, "Oh, there's Louth, there's Meath, and there's Dublin."
Well, no, obviously, did you have a window seat that day?
No, they seated me.
Where? Describe to me where.
So when you walk in the door,
yeah,
bar is on your forward. Bar is in front of you.
Door did you come in?
Or that was nearest to where I parked the car. It was a rainy day that day, so I just pulled up and whatever the door was. So to the right of the bar.
To the right of
so
the bar.
Nigel was behind the bar.
Nigel?
Nigel, yeah.
The new member of staff, is it?
Nick? Philip.
Philip might have been there, all right.
Okay, I knew I'd get it. It doesn't matter what the staff are called, for God's sake. Anyway, Snail Box is a restaurant that you really need to go to.
Yeah, anyway, so we have a meal to give away next week here on Opinions Matter for the Snail Box.
Can I talk about food for a second?
No, we have been talking about food, yeah.
No, we actually haven't.
Oh, no, we have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We were talking about the Snail Box.
We did mention the Snail Box off air.
We have to mention it on air as well.
No, we didn't.
That's still there.
No, it shouldn't be. It won't
go
be.
Go on, anyway.
I don't know. I cheated on my wife today.
You cheated on your wife?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a bit of an admission to make publicly on our live Facebook show.
If you're going to do it anywhere, it has to be on Ireland's biggest podcast. And the two Johnnies wouldn't take me, so I said, I'll come on to this shit show.
Okay, yeah.
Instead.
Okay,
then,
so you...
Then I rang my therapist, ghosted me.
Right.
Second biggest. And I literally went down the list. I said, I have something I want to confess.
Okay.
And I want to be on the biggest podcast in
Ireland. Talking Bollocks Lads wouldn't take you either?
They wouldn't take me either. They had another guest booked in. So I did the top 25 podcasts.
Right.
None of them wanted me. So now I'm here.
Right.
I'm literally here.
To confess all?
To confess.
Oh, okay, right. I would have thought you'd have come to us first, seeing as this is your podcast as well.
No, I'm all about the bigger. The biggest audience is where I go.
Yeah, no, that's us. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So go on.
Anyway, I cheated on my wife today, and...
Does she know this, by the way?
No, she doesn't listen. In fact, she doesn't listen to this podcast, and in fact... When asked before by me at the dinner table in my mother's-in-law's last week.
My mother's-in-law's? Yeah, well, you've two of them.
Thanks very much, C. You cooked a lovely dinner that day. Although, anyone that does two joints on a one plate is
great.
To be commended.
Oh, absolutely.
And my MIL.
Yeah.
My MIL.
Your mill, yeah.
My mill, my mother-in-law, she insists on two joints.
Mm.
All the
time. Is that before dinner?
Hey! There we go. Anyway, you came up at my mother-in-law's for the two-joint dinner last week.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you listen to the podcast? And she said, and I want you to write this down so you have the quote right. She said, Jeremy, she calls me Jeremy, you know.
Things are...
But serious. Yeah. She says, Jeremy, I would rather listen back to a recording of me giving birth to my second child. Second child was a bit of a difficult... Difficult. Not for me, it wasn't difficult.
She'd rather hear the tape.
She would rather hear the tape. Have you got the tape?
No, I don't have the tape, no.
So she would rather hear back the recording of her... trying to pass her second born out of her birth canal, I suppose is what you'd call it.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the
thing? Yeah.
The birth canal. Now, I was present for that procedure.
And it was...
There was noises that I didn't know a human could make. She sounded like Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Oh, Jesus.
No, that's not her fault. Well, what noise is Chewbacca
make? I can't remember. What noise did you make?
Ah, come on.
Arr, 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 arr. Is that what he says? I don't know. What
noise does Chewbacca...
Hang on, now I have to find out.
Oh my God, rar, 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 rar. Is that it? Is that the best you can
do? Okay, so if I Google the noise Chewbacca makes... Okay, here we go. Hang on, Chewbacca.
Nah. Yeah, it sounds like...
Oh, that was your wife giving birth?
Yeah, that was like... That,
Jesus.
That's the Coombe Hospital.
That's very...
Yeah. Oh, no, that was me making the noises. Put the
anyway, so get back to the story.
So,
you cheated on your wife.
Yeah, so we decided last week. Can I hear that again? Actually, that is uncanny.
But it sounds exactly like her, does it?
Push! 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 fuck it, go for the C-section. It's too late for the C-section. By the way, can I just warn women who may be with baby at the moment in your womb?
Yeah.
If you have a baby in your womb, you cannot decide on a C-section halfway through the job.
Why?
It's too late then.
Oh, is it?
You can't just walk. You can't, when you're on the birthing table.
Yeah.
That's not what it's called, is it? Yeah, that was pretty much it. Ooh. You have to decide before the baby crowns whether or not you want a C-section.
Oh, you can't decide, but you can have an emergency C-section.
Ah, yeah, but you can't make up that it's an emergency. You can't blag an emergency.
Anyway, in what way have you cheated on your wife?
We decided... a couple of weeks ago, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's to be expected, yeah, I have that, yeah.
Oh, very good, yeah.
We decided a couple of weeks ago that we would get in shape for the... Now, we're not in bad shape, either of us, but we'd get in shape for the summer holidays.
Oh, very good, yeah.
We'd start eating healthy.
Excellent.
And we did what's that called?
A blood.
A blood thing. You know where you swap each other's blood? What's it called? A vial of blood, is it? You know, you cut each other's...
A vial.
A vial is what you carry the blood in. You know, where you prick each other's finger and you mix the blood and you go...
Oh, Jesus, what were you doing?
Ah, no, that's the thing that people do.
You had a... You were blood brothers, basically.
Yeah, that's where it came from. We may not have used blood, okay, I'm just saying. I'm just trying to make it sound more dramatic to get the listens up. So we're number one in Ireland with the podcast.
Yeah, no, I understand, yeah.
So I said we made an agreement, a blood agreement, that may not have been blood, that we would both eat healthy for between now and the summer. And as you know, well, you wouldn't know it because you're not a very supportive partner to your wife, but I'm a supportive man to my wife. And when we do things together. And we both agreed that if we were going to do it, there can't be no cheating, no lying behind each other's back.
Oh, okay, right, I get you.
It has to be open and transparent. Well,
what did you do? Oh, I know what you did. You had a McDonald's on your way out here today.
No, how dare you? How fucking... Sorry for your cursing, my mother-in-law.
Oh, I stand corrected. Sorry, it was a Supermax on the way out here today. Yep, got it. Did I get it in one?
You could just sort of fucking pack it in my car, sitting on the seat.
Supermax.
So I have to get rid of the smell of Supermax in the car before I get. And I don't know, lads or girls, if you've ever tried to get rid of the smell of Supermax out of your car, it'd be easier to get rid of the smell of an elephant doing a shite on your passenger seat.
Sorry, what's wrong with the smell of Supermax?
It will give it away, you clown.
So if she gets into your car, she'll smell Supermax.
Get your shit together. She's getting into my car later on today.
Yeah.
The Savo, yeah?
Yeah.
Because we're bringing the kids into Apache for a pizza. What?
This is a really great new food plan.
Ah, no.
Supermax for lunch and Apache pizza for tea.
No, for the kids. The kids are getting
Apache. But you're going to sit there watching them. No, you're not. You're going to have an Apache. No,
I am. Anyway.
Whoa.
That's racist. Anyway, I have to get rid of the smell of Supermax. And what's more is, now you can't see this because this is a podcast, lads, but on my trousers, where's it gone?
There's Supermax stains, is there?
Curry sauce dripped all over my trousers. Now, here is the problem. I've tried to wipe it off and I can't wipe it off.
It's not coming off.
So I have to get these trousers into the wash and she's going to go, why are you just washing in one pair of trousers? You don't usually do the washing. She did the Chewbacca noise then. So... I guess what I'm trying to say is, number one, I'm going to have to confess to her.
That you had a Supermax.
That I food cheated. Yeah? Or should I?
Well, considering you're going for a pizza later on as well, you're going to be a fat bastard by the time the weekend's over.
I'm not going for a pizza. I am not going for pizza.
You're
going
to sit there looking at your kids eating pizza.
Yes, myself and my wife have made had a blood confession.
A blood confession now?
That's not right as well. What is that thing called? They always used
a blood pact.
A blood pact.
Live to the Coombe Hospital.
The fact is, lads, I only lasted a week and a half. Fucking shame. Stop playing that, will you? I only lasted a week and a half, to my shame. I'm going to arrive home today and
So you're going to walk in the door with no trousers on?
You and I are very different. You are a very good liar.
I'm not great,
no. Oh, no, you are a good liar.
I'm not really.
No, the difference is between you and me, yeah?
Yeah.
Apart from about 4 stone, is... The difference is between you can lie while looking at someone in the eye. I can't look at people in the eye when I'm lying.
I used to be able to. I'm not as good anymore.
What?
I'm not as good. Looking you in the eye, I'm telling you.
You just looked at our 50,000 listeners and told them they're the best podcast in Ireland. That was a lie. You literally lied by looking at them in the eye. You are a good liar. I can't lie. My lips start quivering when I lie. I start going... So I'm going to have to...
Okay, so Angela's saying, blame Adrian. Say he sat in yours for lunch and you took one chip and dipped curry.
That doesn't even make sense. For a start, we both have separate cars.
Well, we do, yeah.
And I get that everybody's giving me advice on how to lie to my wife. Thank you very much for that. By the way, Angela, you wouldn't actually be good at writing a book now on relationships now, isn't she single?
What's that got to do with anything?
I don't be giving advice on my marriage. Thanks very much. That's not believable. That I pulled up outside the podcast studios.
And I hopped into your car with my Supermax,
With your Supermax.
I dipped my Supermax in the curry sauce, yeah?
Yeah.
And then I waved it over your leg and it dripped.
So why was Adrian dropping his chip over my groin area?
It's not a good sell.
And then Adrian licked the curry off my... How do I get rid of these trousers? Honestly, if you put your head between my legs and smell... What? No, if you were to put your head...
But this is a hotel, right? Go down and knock on every hotel room door, yeah? And say, would you mind swapping trousers with me? You'll get a pair along the corridor there.
So you think some randomer...
Yeah, you knock on the door. Hello, I'm Jeremy.
Oh, Jesus, Angela's not single anymore.
Oh.
Ooh, that's news.
That's a revelation.
Well, she's only half a unit now. So I'd say the men are...
Knocking on her door?
Knocking on her door.
Anyway, go down along the corridor here and knock at all the hotel room doors and say, any chance of swapping trousers?
That sort of shit can get you arrested.
Oh, probably can, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm just going to have to confess. Will I confess?
No, but I'm going to hang you if you don't.
Or just say I took one chip.
No, I'm going to hang you. No. I'm literally going to send the audio of this podcast to your wife today.
My wife won't, but again... Go back to the sound. She would rather listen. Actually, honey, if you are listening, why don't you support my podcast that keeps you in a great life? Actually, yeah. That's what she'd rather listen to. Push! Where's me epidural?
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
You put some money in your pocket. You come on down to Fairy House. If you want a bargain, it's a place to be. There's plenty of parking, it's real easy, you'll see. La 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 la.
Fairy House Sunday Market. Open every week.
Can I tell you a story about something that happened to me on Friday?
Please do.
And I'm going to tell you all the story, and you're all going, I can see already, you're all going to have your phones, and you're going to go, because obviously, for those of you listening to this podcast, by the way, are you recording it?
Yeah.
I am. This could be gold.
Well, it could be gold.
Probably won't be now. Probably won't be. But
go on anyway.
But I know you're all the lickers listening to this will be already on their phone going, it didn't happen, this didn't happen. I'm telling you now this happened, okay? Mm-hmm. On Friday, something happened to me that hasn't happened in a long time. And it gave me a little pep in my step, if you will.
Okay, give you a little pep in your step.
A little pep in my step. Just made my day. Gave my willy a tingle.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where does this happen?
On my willy.
No.
Sorry. Fuck grown man, by the way.
Yeah.
Calls it. What do you call it, by the way? On a completely separate issue.
Huh?
What do you call it?
My willy.
Is that what you call it? Yeah. That doesn't sit well with me.
Why?
It doesn't sit well with me.
Why? What's wrong?
Because.
That is. It's a willy.
No. I have a problem with a grown man.
Saying a willy?
A grandfather like you. I have a problem with.
Not yet.
What?
Not yet.
Ah.
What?
Ah.
Not yet.
Not there, but for the grace of God.
Anyway, go on.
I just have a problem with grown men using the word willy to describe their frontage.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And I have to put the foot down. Hang on.
So hang on. I would refer to it as a willy. So what?
Well, let's ask the male gentlemen who are listening. Although you wouldn't be a female gentleman, would you?
Well, depends.
Not on this show, you won't. This is not a trans safe place show.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You're right. If you are a grown man listening to this, I don't want to hear from women about this.
Why?
Because they don't have a name for it.
No, but they can have an opinion on it.
Oh, no, my wife has a name for that fucking thing. No, that's the truth.
Get that fucking thing away from me.
Literally. Get that fucking thing away from me.
Well, you could have it anyway.
I never want to see that fucking thing again.
Okay, so you think it's really strange for a grown man.
She once told me to cage that fucking thing up and don't open the door again.
Do you think it's odd for a grown man refer to his manhood as his willy?
Yeah, it doesn't sit well with me. I just think...
I don't know what the issue is.
I just think... So if you are a grown man and you're listening to this, just message us there on Facebook and let us know. What name do you actually... now, don't say Ronald or something like that. I don't mean what name you actually have for it. I mean, what is the word you would use? So if you were playing football yesterday and someone kicked you there and you were limping... And someone asked you, Jesus, what's wrong with you? What would you refer to it as? I got a kick in the blank. Because Adrian, as a grandfather, and
not yet,
and possibly great grandfather.
What?
I'd say so. I'd say if you did the history check.
Well, I'm a great grandfather.
I'd say if you did a DNA test.
So go on anyway. What do you refer to your manhood as, basically?
So I call mine my todger.
Ah, that's a childish. Todger.
My todger, yeah.
Todger?
Todger, yes.
Who uses that word?
I do. I do use the word todger, yeah.
No, that's pathetic.
I got kicked in the todger.
The todger?
Yeah. Oh. Okay, so men, because do women have different names for their...
I don't know. For their Marys?
Yeah. Oh, Marys?
Yeah.
Really, is that where we're going?
Anyway.
Why do they call it a Mary?
I don't know. Anyway, no, nobody's given us an answer.
Okay, so we want answers from the men. What is the name that you put on your private parts? We'll come back to that in a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, something happened to me on Friday that made my todger tingle.
Which was?
I was asked for ID.
You were asked for ID?
Yeah,
where?
So you're not going to believe it. Oh, I knew you were
not going to. I'm not going to believe it.
And they're all going to start texting, didn't happen. It did happen. It happened to my local off-license.
Yeah.
Which is a Malloy's.
Malloy's liquor store, yeah.
Liquor store, yeah. So why is Vanessa finding the word todger funny?
It's pathetic.
No, I think that's probably the word that they use in hospitals. Doctors would use it. Like if you go in with a problem.
He'd say, show me your todger.
No, he would say, show me your todger. Nobody would say, nurse.
No, as Jackie says, the 80s are looking for that word back. That's so...
Well, they can't have it back,
It's so dated.
No, it's not dated.
Todger.
No, I would imagine in a hospital, if you...
The doctor will come around to you now, Mr. Dixon, you hurt your todger.
If you came in with a problem with your todger, yeah, he would call the nurse and say, nurse, 10 grams of penicillin for that man's todger, please.
I don't think so.
I think you probably should put penicillin in your todger.
Anyway, so can we go back to this?
Yeah, so I was in Malloy's liquor store.
Yeah.
No licking going on there.
And you... were asked for ID.
Oh, God, sorry. I've been completely sidetracked. I've been completely... Don't even read that out.
Oh.
Now, that's our friend Emma.
Yeah.
Lovely girl.
I call mine my cooch.
Now, Emma's female.
Yeah, no, I know
so
that.
She's not talking about a penis. Or maybe she has a penis. I don't know. Who knows these days?
That's true.
She literally knows.
But, no, she calls it a cooch. Yeah, that's okay.
Get into me, cooch.
Anyway.
Is he not someone that used to play for Kerry football?
Who?
Wasn't he? Wasn't he a famous the cooch?
He was the gooch.
Sorry. Oh, God, gooch. Diane calls it her crunch. Ooh. Okay, we have to get back to that in a sec. Keep them coming in. I'm trying to tell the story. So anyway, Friday I was in Malloy's liquor store buying a couple of Captain Morgan's. Which, by the way, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. You can now get Captain Morgan's a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, but what's the point?
Well, some of us don't like drinking and driving, Adrian.
No.
Some of us are actually responsible.
No.
Don't put me in your...
What is the point? I don't get it.
And not getting penalty points on your license?
No, I don't. I just don't get why you would have alcohol-free Captain Morgan.
I tasted it yesterday. We'll come back to that as well. We've a lot of stories to come back to. So the first story, I was in Malloy's liquor store buying a bottle of Captain Morgan's, the 1 litre bottle. No point in going for the 750.
But you don't drink. That's very strange. What did you do with it?
I devoured it. We packed the kids off for the weekend. And
just got rid of them.
Just got rid of them.
And got locked on Captain Morgan.
I still don't know where they are. Kids, if you want to come home to daddy.
Yeah, give us a shout.
They don't even have my number. I blocked them. And I ordered, and I was going up to the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who remember back in the day, it was always... You always got that tingle when you went up to the counter to buy booze that you were going to be asked for ID and embarrassed. But when you get to my age, it's something you actually crave. I've always wanted to be asked for ID. I haven't been asked for ID since Whammer in the charts.
Yeah, which is last Christmas.
Were they in the charts then?
They were, yeah. Okay. They're in the charts every Christmas.
Okay, I haven't been asked for ID since Wet were in the charts.
Oh, that's a long time
that's
ago,
a long
yeah.
time ago. Feeling in my fingers. And I went up to the counter and there was a queue of people behind me. And your man says, have you got ID there? I was delighted. Now, back in the day, I would have been, oh, Jesus. I would have ran out of the shop and dropped the bottle.
And can I ask, was the person behind the counter?
Was he visually impaired?
Was the person visually impaired?
No, he wasn't.
Why would anybody in their right mind?
Yes, hang on. I'm just checking my the ID that I gave.
What ID did you give?
I gave him a driver's license. It's the only ID I have with my age on it. I also have my Copperface Jack skull card. That'll work. You don't have one of those, do you?
I do.
No, you don't.
I lost it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So does your driver's license? Yes, it does. It has... Well, I'm not going to give out the year because GDPR.
I know, I'll give it out.
I know, it's GDPR.
Yeah, I don't mind giving it out.
Well, I do mind. It's GDPR. You could be fined serious money for
you
that.
You could be fined?
No, you could be fined for giving out...
The year you were born.
Yes, GDPR. Anyway, to the young gentleman.
So what?
By the way, he was young enough to be my son.
Okay, so he was a child.
Yeah, he was literally a child.
And obviously he's paranoid.
He wasn't a child. He wasn't a child. We can't say that Malloy's
Of course, yes.
Malloy's are hiring 12-year-olds.
No, you have to be over 18 to sell alcohol anyway.
Yeah, you do. But I am absolutely... Which is why I went home and drank that bottle of Captain Morgan.
Celebrating.
I was literally so happy. I was so happy. So thank you to that young gentleman. Now,
the last time I was ID'd was in the States, of all places.
Oh, sorry. Peter calls his dick a tallywhacker.
A tallywhacker?
A tallywhacker. You don't need to repeat it every time you say it. Yeah. A tallywhacker.
That's a weird one. Never heard of that.
Too many words.
Yeah.
Isn't it too many words?
It's one word only.
And as well, can I just say to you, Peter... that ain't gonna work in the bedroom. Would you give me a tallywhacker a tug? She's gonna laugh at you. Give me tallywhacker a pull. Yeah. So anyway, had the bottle of Captain Morgan's, so couldn't drink on the Saturday. Had a non-alcoholic Captain Morgan's on Saturday. It tastes the exact same.
What's the point?
What's the point? I was able to drive home. What?
When you just have Coke?
Are you one of these people that has a problem with non-alcoholic alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, why? What's the issue?
The point?
Well, my wife, who can't drink at the moment.
Why, is she pregnant again?
Can't get into that for GDPR as well.
Oh, okay.
My wife, who can't drink at the moment,
As
Dave said, 0.0 alcohol is about as useful as porn on the radio.
I think you will find myself and Adrian could act out a porn scene right now and it'll probably give you an erection.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say we could. I'd say we could. No, it was actually, it tasted, for those of you who don't like being alcoholics like Adrian and you want to delve into the non-alcoholic world.
Nah, it's pointless.
It's not pointless.
It is pointless.
Okay, it tastes the exact same.
Yeah.
Okay? I didn't know. In fact, to the point that I had to say to the barman, are you sure you're after, and he showed me the bottle, and it had 0% on it. It tasted the exact same, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to drive home, and I was able to get up the next day without a hangover.
So you went into an off-license to buy 0.0 Captain Morgan's?
No. I got the 0.0 in the pub.
Oh, well, I didn't even know they sold it in pubs.
But sure, that's because they know not to even insult your intelligence.
Well, that's true.
Adrian walks into his local bar and one barman says, the other, there's Adrian, do you think we should offer him the 0.0? Don't be fucking stupid.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, back to names for your...
I can't see them all now.
Why can't you?
Because they've gone too far. So we were asking you what you call your private parts. And so far, we have Emma, who calls her cooch. I'd say Emma's one is quite sightly, actually. Quite good to look at.
Sean says, I call mine Dad. Ooh. Because it's effing useless and doesn't work. I don't get that at all.
He obviously doesn't get on with his father.
Maybe so.
Jesus, here, don't bring your family problems onto this podcast, okay? Leave it at home. See a psychiatrist. Now, Vanessa says, there's so many conversations going on here. Vanessa just typed a cup of tea. Is that what she calls her vag?
Oh, I wouldn't think so.
I'll have two sugars with that. Paul Brady, who's one of my favourite singers, by the way. Babylon, do-do-do, Babylon.
Paul Brady.
Let go your heart, let go your head, Babylon.
That's David Gray, you fool.
No, it's Paul Brady.
It's not Paul Brady.
It is Paul Brady. Sorry, I was listening to on Spotify the other day.
Paul Brady did not sing Babylon.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Let go your...
No.
This year's love.
It's David Gray, you fool.
It's Paul Brady. Anyway, Paul Brady calls this his flute, which I like. It's good 70s. That's what they used to call it in the Carry On movies, didn't they? Our matron has my flute in her mouth. I used to call dicks Richard. So when I gave a hand... Jess is from Fingers. Is that what they call hand jobs in Fingers? A handy?
Obviously.
I have a handy down the pub. What's the name of the pub in Fingers that they all used to give handies at the back of?
What?
The hole in the wall. Is that what it's, no, what's it called? The pub that used to be there up the top of Fingers.
Oh, the castle.
The other one. Oh, jeez, if it's still there, they'll probably sue me.
Well, then don't mention them.
No, what's the name of the pub in Fingers that you used to get the handies at the back?
I have no idea.
That's the right answer. What did she say? I've missed that now.
It's rude. It's rude.
Go on. Okay.
I used to call dicks Richard. So when I gave a handy, I used
to... Sorry, no, stop there, Jess.
I used to say I shook hands with Richard.
But hang on, Jess is of lesbian variety.
I'm sure she's dabbled, though.
Ah, well, no, sorry. I'm straight, but I've never dabbled in dicks.
Ah, not that you're admitting.
Or sober. Not that I was sober. Okay, yeah, Shonan has a list of things she calls her vagina. The clam jacket.
Ooh.
Which doesn't paint a very nice picture, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't.
Have you ever seen what a clam looks like?
Stop it, though. No.
It's horrible. The flange, yeah. The packed kebab.
Ah, Jesus.
Now, I have to say, I love eating a packed kebab.
The penis pocket.
The penis pocket. Sorry, the full shilling. Is that pub still there?
Yes, it is.
Okay, can I... Are you sure it's still there?
I'm positive it's still there.
Can I just state for the record... Well, I can't say if a handy has ever been given at the back of the full shilling.
It is still there, though.
Give me a pub that's not still there.
The castle.
Okay, the castle, you used to get a handy at the back of the castle. Yeah?
Every day.
Every day you could get a handy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Jess says she was with a few fellas before she burst out of the closet. I don't get that. I don't get that.
What?
How she was...
People experiment.
No.
They do.
Really?
No harm in that.
What?
No harm.
Well, but how could you... And in other words, so Jess, and I don't want to talk about her sexuality here, yeah? Yeah?
But you're about to.
But she had to sample dick to realise that that wasn't for her.
Yeah.
But I've never sampled dick, and I can tell you it's not for me. It's not my cup.
You don't know. Don't rule it out.
No, my juno. It's the most disgusting looking thing. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
I don't know how many of you, Adrian.
Yes.
Did you see the Conor McGregor interview with... So you don't even know what it could be, the Conor McGregor interview with Ronald McDonald.
It wasn't. It was the interview with Tucker Carlson.
Yes, Tucker Carlson. And actually, if you have any quick thoughts on it, give us your honest thoughts. Although, why would you give us dishonest thoughts?
You probably wouldn't.
Give us your honest thoughts, if you saw the video.
So now, this is Conor McGregor being interviewed last week by Tucker Carlson.
Yes.
And it was recorded in Dublin.
Yep.
In, what was it, the Freemasons Hall?
Yeah, the Freemasons Hall. Now, I could only watch about 15 minutes of it, and I had to switch it off because of the untruths that were being spoken.
Yeah, there was lots of them.
Lots of untruths, but most of all...
Well, no, I was about to say, that's not the reason I switched it off.
No, most of all.
Yeah,
most of all.
Same reason I switched it off.
McGregor's accent.
What the fuck is going on with that?
To curse
I know there is.
You wouldn't do it if you were on News
I
Talk.
Would.
No, your paymasters would
and
not
so
let you...
And so would he.
No, that's one thing you can blame Conor McGregor for a lot of things, but you can't. But he never uses bad language. I've never heard him using bad language.
What, in the interview with Tucker Carlson?
No, you know, I don't. I've never heard him using bad language. But anyway, what was the story with his accent? No. Like, it went from like normal Dublin accent to I'm going to run for president, and then so I'm going to be president.
Give me that one you were playing there a minute ago. Send it on to me. We'll give it a spin.
Yeah. Do you really want to play the interview?
Just for the voice. Just what was he at?
Oh, Jesus, this is very worrying. My WhatsApp is backing up. Where's it backing up to?
The cloud.
Oh, no, I don't trust the cloud.
Why? What's
I do not trust the cloud.
Why?
I don't trust... how do I stop this? Look, back up. I cannot let anybody see my WhatsApp messages. That can't happen.
It's secure, you fool.
How secure is it?
What?
How secure
Very
is the
secure.
Cloud?
Very secure.
Because I have photographs on my phone that can't be released into the public domain.
They won't be in the cloud. But anyway, sorry, did you find that or what?
Yeah,
you
I
had?
Did, yeah. So there, click on it.
Okay, let's have a go at this, yeah? So this is, it's The Voice. It's The Voice. Have a listen. Here we go.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay, this is McGregor.
Pressure and the awareness were putting on is causing slight changes. Fundraising efforts will begin, and there will be a large fund built into this, where we're going to really take back our country. And
our
that's what
country.
This is. My funds are infinite, and I'm all in.
My funds are infinite,
and I've got incredible backing from your country and other countries that wish to support.
You notice
our
the way
cause.
He doesn't say
it's a real movement for change.
It's what you said, real.
It's why you said real. You know the way he says he makes a point of saying he never says he has backing from this country because he knows he's... Does he think he's liked by Irish people?
Oh, yeah, he does, yeah.
Does he really?
Yeah, hang on, let's just hear the start again. Hang on.
Very, very real. The pressure and the awareness were putting on...
Putting on. Oh, you clown of a man. Absolutely. And again,
not everybody thinks he's a clown of a man. The two Darrens are going on a mad
are.
One.
Of course they are. Of course they
so
would
So mature, Adrian. Grow up, says Darren A.
You two Darrens, you need to get together and have sex.
Yeah, they do.
You literally need to get together.
What was untrue, asks the other Darren.
Here we go.
Lads.
Lots of stuff he said. And I will say to those, I used to like Tucker Carlson. He's gone a bit mad though. He's gone down the rabbit hole with the two Darrens.
Yeah, Darren A and Darren B.
They're all down. What's that movie? What's that movie that was set in the rabbit hole?
Watership Down.
Remember that where the rabbits all went down to the rabbit hole?
They did.
Bright Eyes. What was that song?
Huh?
Bright Eyes. You know, my mother said that I have the voice of an angel.
Oh, yeah, and she does
Bright
have that hearing aid, doesn't she?
Eyes. A dead angel,
yeah.
They're all down the rabbit hole together, riding each other down the rabbit hole, and just, it's ridiculous. Anyway, my point is, Tucker Carlson, everybody's saying, not everybody is saying. Some people are saying he's a great interviewer and he's a proper journalist. Now, I would say to you, if he was a proper journalist, why didn't he ask McGregor about the rape case?
That's a very good question.
No, but why didn't he?
He absolutely didn't.
Oh, but like, you don't know. You switched it off after 10 minutes.
I know he didn't.
So why did he not? Was he told don't mention the rape? Or does he know about the rape?
I'm sure he knows about it.
Yeah, if he was a journalist, he'd have to know about the rape. So I have to turn down the heating.
Just get rid of it altogether.
It's like the Freemasons. What's it called?
The Freemasons Hall.
It's like the Freemasons Hall.
Why? What do you... That looked freezing.
I don't know if I've ever been in the Freemasons Hall. And... Why didn't he ask him?
Because he's a coward, or because he was licking his hole or something.
Oh, he did lick his hole. He was completely licking his hole. I turned... Oh, Debbie says, Jerry, you have an awful hatred towards Connor. It's almost sounding like bullying at this stage. Ah, but you calm down there. Calm down. I just don't support rapists, Debbie. I'm sorry.
That's basically
that,
it, yeah.
Sorry if that makes me a bad person. Maybe, should I start supporting rapists?
People seem to have forgotten that whole case.
No. How could they? It was only a couple of months ago.
No. Well, Darren A and Darren B seem to have forgotten it.
Ah, but they did... Yeah, because
they're in the rabbit hole with them.
You don't get news in the rabbit hole.
Do you not?
The signal doesn't work. You don't get MSN. You don't get mainstream media
down the rabbit hole.
Just doesn't go down there. You can't pick it up down there.
Darren A and Darren B be blissfully aware.
They wouldn't even know the Titanic sank.
That a jury found him responsible for sexual assault. Liable. They wouldn't know that, would they?
No, they didn't. Again, they don't even know the Pope has died. Any of the Popes. All 10 of the popes.
Oh, they're all still alive.
Yeah, they're all still alive. You've had 10 popes going. They don't know that Ireland got into the World Cup in 1990. Don't know. Yeah. Anyway, enough about Conor McGregor. But just literally pick an accent, Conor.
Yeah.
Pick an accent.
And stick with it, yeah.
Yeah. I have a lot of support from your country. I have to get some advice from you, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Darren again. He was found liable. He's not a rapist. That's false.
Oh, Darren, seriously, man.
Darren.
Seriously.
Again. Hang on a second. Have you any carrots to throw down the rabbit hole? Speaking of rabbits, by the way, can I just give you a bit of advice?
Yep.
Now, if you're looking to get a pet, never get a rabbit. Now, I know I have a few female friends who have rabbits.
Really?
Yes. I have a few female friends who, they'd be single now.
Oh, right, okay.
And for a bit of company, they got themselves rabbits.
Very unusual.
No.
It is a bit.
Well, I have one friend who has been single.
Now, my daughter has a rabbit, and I've played with her rabbit.
Oh, that's we'll have to edit that bit out of the podcast.
We definitely
have to edit that bit out.
Hang on. She's beautiful.
When your daughter got the rabbit,
yeah.
Did she have the backing of the country? I really think that we should edit that out of the podcast.
My daughter has a rabbit, yeah?
I'm not even engaging.
And I was delighted to see... so cute.
Oh, it has a gender.
Yeah.
I suppose you'd have to.
He's so cute. He really is.
Yeah.
He gives her great entertainment. He really does.
You're digging so much, you're going to end up in that rabbit hole.
What?
Look, you're literally digging.
Binksy is his name.
Named and gendered.
Yeah.
I suppose, yeah.
Binks is the name of the rabbit. He's so cute.
Adrian at the moment is like that man, you know, when there's roadworks going on and you know the yellow triangular sign where it shows the fella digging, which, by the way, is ridiculous because it's been about 30 years.
This was a man actually digging with a shovel.
Well, they need to change that sign, don't they? There's roadworks around the corner from our studio is at the moment. We're expanding the studio to put in a sauna and a swimming pool at the moment, which should be done around 2026. We have a sauna, a swimming pool and a gymnasium being put into the studio at the moment.
Just over that side. Over that side there.
Yeah, to the right if you're looking at our faces right now. And the sign's all up because they're digging down. They have to dig down to put the pipes in and lay the pipes and all that. And they put the sign up and it's a triangle and it has a fella digging. There's no fella digging out there.
No, none.
So why did they use that? Why did they use that photograph?
I don't know. It should be a photograph of a digger.
It's the same. Why in the mother and children spots is it always a mother on the photograph?
Good question.
I have a big issue with that.
I have a big issue with those spots.
Why have you an issue with those spots?
Well, they're very handy. I love parking in them.
Oh, don't even go there.
Oh, no, I do. I regularly do.
Anyway, back to the rabbits. So a female friend of mine who was very, very lonely. She'd been single for about... It's very strange when a good-looking woman is single.
Why?
Because my friend is quite... She'd be a 6.5 probably out of 10.
Oh.
After all, Captain Morgan's 6.75 out of 10. But she's quite easy on the eye, my friend. You'd actually know her. I think you've met her before. And she's been single for a long, long time. Yes, there's... Like, a lot of our listeners are quite ugly.
You can't say that out loud.
I didn't say it out loud, I whispered. A lot of our listeners are quite ugly, yeah?
No, but everyone can hear you saying
they
that.
They can't, I'm whispering into the mic. And when you click on their profile pictures, yeah, of their WhatsApps.
Which you frequently do, stalking them.
Always do.
Yeah.
Put save them to my folder. They're all, like, married and all that. How can ugly people find love? And my friend, who is actually quite easy on the eye, cannot find love.
I don't know, ask her. Maybe she's too fussy.
It's a very touchy subject. Anyway, she got a rabbit there last year and it's changed,
so you said, yeah.
It's changed her life.
I know, it did the same for my daughter. Absolutely changed her life.
I don't think
it did. No, it did.
I don't think it did. And it's completely changed her life. She's completely, like, happy. She walks around limping quite a bit, actually.
Why, is something wrong with her leg?
Oh, she's constantly limping, and her back does be very sore since she got the rabbit.
Really?
Yeah. The amount of little shit that the rabbit drops all over the place. Anyway, the point I'm making is, she said never get a rabbit because they poo non-stop. Now, have you ever seen rabbit poo?
Yeah, I told you, my daughter has one, he poos everywhere.
They look like poppets.
Yeah, tiny little yolks.
Do you know what poppets are?
Yeah, the sweets.
Oh yeah, she do know what poppets are. Yeah,
of course
they do. Okay. Yeah. They do poos absolutely everywhere. And they also attract mice as well.
Rabbits do?
Yes. Yeah. Oh. Because rabbits are vermin.
Are they?
Yeah, rabbits are vermin. Yeah.
Well, not Binksy. Binksy is the bomb.
Sorry, your daughter has a pet rabbit.
What do you think we've been talking about?
No, I just wanted to clear it up.
Yeah.
You can leave all that bit in then.
Yeah, no, pet rabbit,
Unedited. And is she keeping the rabbit now that she's with child?
Well, she's not with child yet, but I must ask her, actually.
I was talking to your daughter yesterday. She told me she's nearly crowning.
She's not. She's not due for another month.
But it can happen at any stage. Are we on call? Have you got the phone on?
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, back. Eddie came on. He's saying you're back in 5 minutes. Nobody will miss you, Eddie. Bye. No, literally not one person will miss you, Eddie. Nobody will miss you. Anyway, my kids want a bird in a cage.
Yeah, I don't approve.
And I'm the kind of father that gives my kids anything they want.
Just shut them up.
That's the kind of parent I am. And they have asked for a bird. Mm. Now, they haven't said what breed of bird.
Yeah, a little finch or something like that.
What's a finch?
Little small little jokes.
But it has to go in. I presume if you... No, I've never had a bird. Literally.
No, I know that.
Literally.
I know.
Do you have to keep them in the cage at all times?
Yeah, because you're not going to let them fly around the house and shit all over your gaff, are you?
Okay, so you can't.
No.
Okay, so... What type of bird do you get?
I don't know. I don't approve of birds in cage. I really don't.
Jeez, you've changed your tune. That night when we were in that club in Ibiza.
That was in Thailand. No. That was in Thailand. That was different.
Remember we went to that club in Ibiza and all you could see was birds in cages. Adrian turns around, he's like, I'm in heaven.
Anyway, no, I don't like birds in cages. I just don't. No. It's cruel.
Why? What's cruel about it?
The little bird's this size. The cage is this size. All you can do is go, meh, meh. Hopping back
okay,
and forward.
Well, I'm thinking,
what a tedious life.
I'm thinking, you know me and big birds. I'm not a fan of big birds.
Yeah, no, I know
so
that. Yeah.
I'm thinking a petite.
Yeah, no, bird. Yeah, it would have to be.
So if I was, I'm quite partial to a petite bird.
Yeah. But the problem is they make an awful lot of noise. They keep you awake at night and everything.
Ah, you sleep in separate rooms.
What?
You sleep in separate rooms.
From the bird? Oh.
Well, Amanda says, unless you're letting the bird fly around the house, it's cruel to keep a bird in a little cage.
Yeah, no,
now,
I think so. I think
so
as well.
Where I grew up, and I hope I don't, well, no, the person's dead, so we can't. Where I grew up, there was a man in our estate called the Birdman.
Okay.
And this is a true story. It's quite dark, actually, this story. But so was his house. His house was very, very dark. And he kept birds, but he didn't keep them in the cage. So you would go into his house.
Oh, there'd be birds flying all over the place.
They'd be on the dinner table, and there'd be all that. And we all used to... Because entertainment was non-existent back then. We had nothing to do. And like during the summer, we'd all say on a Monday, where do you want to go? Let's go and see the bird man. Let's go and see his birds. And you'd go in and there'd be like doves on the things and tits. There'd be tits everywhere. Literally tits everywhere.
Flying all around the place.
Flying all around the place. Anyway, lads, it transpired. Transpired?
Transpired.
Transpired, is that the word? Yeah. Transpired that he was a pedo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm sorry to end that conversation, but that's the statement.
Just back to the birds, yeah?
No, but he was using the birds to lure people to the house. Like,
Really?
Yeah, he lured me to the house.
Oh!
Now, nothing happened, can I just say, but it was filthy. The kitchen countertop table was covered in birds.
Okay, can I tell you the big downside of birds, yeah?
You mean when you divorce them, they take all your money?
That can happen.
They always bring up the past.
No, you have to clean out the bird cage with all shite in the bottom of it. It's manky.
Sorry, it's like that with any pet.
It's not.
Sorry.
Our dogs go out the back and they do it out the back.
I know you love bearded dragons.
No, not really, no.
Yeah, you do. You'd love a bearded dragon.
I can't stand the bloody things.
No, no, you're a big fan of bearded dragons.
I am not.
Have you been with enough bearded dragons in your day?
What are you saying?
Bearded dragons have to be cleared up. No animal cleans up its own poo.
And cats do. They bury it. Cats are great.
Oh, they actually do.
Yeah, our dogs do it out the back. Not a bother.
So do I buy them V-Bucks or a bird?
V-Bucks, definitely.
Don't get the bird.
No, no. Cruel as.
But what if you buy a bird that can't fly?
What bird can't fly?
Penguin.
A penguin?
No, you like penguins.
You're going to get a penguin into your house.
Yeah, but
what's he do? He just flaps around the kitchen.
But he can't fly. Can a penguin fly?
Yeah, but they're huge.
No, you can get a baby one, can't you?
No, I don't think you're allowed to keep a penguin in your house.
I doubt there's any law that says you're banned from keeping a penguin, is there?
You're not getting a penguin.
So V-Bucks.
Yep, that's it.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion matters.